Marcus Peters, what he did as a rookie, and now his development through this year. What have you seen from him as just a young, good corner?
Right. Really good player. Very instinctive. Really good ball skills. Does a really good job of obviously preparing. And he just, we had him in here for a pre-draft visit, and I remember talking to him. Remember that even at that time, coming out of Washington, that he was a really smart player. So we have a lot of respect for him.
Bill, just curious, do you have any past relationship with Andy Reid in terms of, you guys crossed paths during your college days or anything?
No, Brian, just from, just normal meeting stuff. Him at the owner's meeting and things like that, just saying hello to him. Obviously, I just think they're a really well-coached team. I mean, I have a lot of respect for him. When you watch the way that they coach their team, the way that their team plays, and it's a really good football team. And also Bob Sutton on the defensive side of the ball, does a really good job. So it's going to be a team. It's going to be a week of really intense preparation.
For them and for you last year, and then game week one, the slow starts. Obviously you guys were able to dig it out last year, but you started slow against them week one last year, and then in the wild card game, is this pretty symbolic of you cannot get behind against this team?
Well, I don't. I really don't think it's really in your best interest to get behind in any of these games. It's hard to dig yourself out of a hole. Both teams did it last week. They were down 24-3 against San Diego, came back and won. We were down against Chicago, came back and won. So I think both teams are good football teams that are resilient. But, to me, if you get down in these NFL games, it's very difficult. It's very difficult to come back, especially against these good football teams.
And then with the Chiefs specifically, you'll have played them three times in 12 and a half months, basically.
Right.
You take losing hard, but is it become a personal thing where you do not want to lose to a team three times and, in basically a calendar year?
No, I don't ever think about it in personal ways. No, I mean, this is a tough league, Brian. I think this is a league that really is set up to be basically a league of parity. Every team is equal. I can remember back when I was in New England, and one year we had an unbelievable record at the end of the year, and we were playing a 1-12 team, and I believe that team, that was an overtime game. I mean, there's a million examples of that. I think it's about just putting your players in the best position possible, and then when the game's being played, doing a really good job of figuring out how this game's being played and how can you coach your players to help them win the game on Sunday.
After a successful debut, is there anything specific you're looking for from Osweiler this week that maybe you didn't see last week?
We're just preparing. Christy, we're not really looking for anything specific other than basically our game plan, if that makes sense. Just keep doing a good job of preparing, and he does that. He's a guy that's very meticulous in his preparation, and that's going to be a big part of this week.
There's so much focus on quarterbacks and throwing the ball so much like in the past few years. Do you still feel like running backs are very important to teams and what they do?
Absolutely. I think if you just look at the Kansas City Chiefs and what they did with their running backs last week, Ware had a big game. West had a big game. They ran the ball. They caught the ball well. I know Jamal Charles wasn't in there, but that guy's a really good player too. And then obviously with Lamar Miller, Jonathan Grimes on special teams, Tyler Irvin on special teams, Alfred Blue, what he's done for us in the past. So I believe that running backs are very important to your roster.
What did you see in Jeff Allen that made you guys want to make him the guy to be your right guard?
Well, there's a lot. He's a very intelligent guy. That's something that I really like. He's very bright and he's tough. He's a tough football player. He understands how important communication is and obviously bringing that toughness to the practice field and to the game field every week. He's a good solid tough football player.
Osweiler said after the game that one thing he thought the offense could do better was convert in the red zone.
You're right.
Is that something that you guys focus on especially this week?
Well, we need to do a better job there, no doubt about it. I think I think Chicago might have been 2-for-2 down there, and we were not as good down there. So Kansas City's a good red area team. Will we do extra? We'll do what we normally do on a week-to-week basis, but we are definitely going to focus on trying to improve in the red area.
How important can Kevin Johnson be as you face a team that has a lot of different kind of sizable guys that are good at catching the ball in space?
Yeah, all of those guys are going to be important, Aaron. I would say that J.J., Kareem, A.J., and obviously Kevin will be very important in all different phases of the game, whether it's on defense, first and second down, third down, and on special teams. You know, I don't know if – you know, I'm not sure how much – I'm sure you guys have noticed this, but Kevin's done an excellent job for us on special teams as a gunner, as a kickoff cover guy. He made a nice tackle on a kickoff cover. He's been a really good gunner. When Larry Izzo was in New York, he had him rated very highly coming out in the draft as one of the better gunners in the draft that year. So he's helping us a lot on special teams in addition to his role on defense.
Bill, could you talk again about Max Bola, a guy who was undrafted, yeah. practice squad, found yeah. a way to stick. Now here he is.
Yeah, just a guy that's really my type of player. You know, just a tough, tough guy, very, very smart. You know, if you ask Vrabel about Max, I think the first thing he'll tell you is how bright he is in the room. You know, at knowledge of the game plan, knowledge of football. He comes from a football family, was coached very well in college at Michigan State. Those guys seem to show up and play really well, those Michigan State guys. So, you know, look, this is his opportunity. You know, he's got an opportunity to play a little bit more, and I know he's really looking forward to it.
Some thoughts about Whitney, named American Conference Defensive Player of the Week.
Yeah, no, it's great. Whitney, you know, he deserves that. Like I said the other day, he's one of our better players, and he works very hard to go out there and play well for our team. I'm not sure how much he cares about individual awards. I'll let you ask him about that. I think he really cares about winning, but that's a good honor for him.
On Jeff Allen, is it when you have a guy who's not far removed from being with your opponent, do you lean on him a little bit?
As far as what?
With the game plan or what they look to do, you know, some of their tells, things like that.
I mean, he was a guard, so he's not going to, like, you know, tell us, you know, what the X is doing on this route or what the, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I mean, personnel, things like that. Hey, what'd you think about this guy? What'd you think about that guy? And I can tell you straight out that he has a ton of respect for all of their players. You know, he really does. He enjoyed his time there, and he has a great deal of respect for Coach Reed.
After watching the tape, what do you expect from Watt this week that he wasn't able to do against the Bears?
I think that he, going into that game last week, you know, he hadn't played football in a while. So I think part of it is he really, as the game went on last week, John, as you probably saw, he got better and better. He got more into what was going on in the game and got more up to the speed of the game. And, you know, I think you'll see him really come out and play well on Sunday.
How long did it take you to get over the playoff loss?
With any loss, John, the losses are a lot harder than any loss. So we, you know, basically, you know, whenever you lose a game, losing is just a terrible feeling. And as a coach, you really put a lot into it. The players put a lot into it. Your coaching staff puts a lot into it. And when you don't win, that's really what it's all about. So, but you know, look, we move on. One thing about our team is we've got a resilient team. And these guys just went out here today and had a really good practice. Need another good one tomorrow, another good one on Friday. Our guys will be ready to go on Sunday versus a very tough opponent.
Bill, with Osweiler, the couple of mistakes he's made, interceptions from preseason into the first game, he's always come out and said, I did this wrong, or here's what I need to do better. Do you feel confident that he knows that and makes the corrections?
He can really understand what went wrong on a play right away. You know, he's able to dissect the play right away. He's got a really good ability to come over to the sideline and say, hey, probably should have done this on that play or this on that play. And, you know, look, I'll tell you, for the first time going out, there really weren't a ton of mistakes. There was a turnover, maybe a couple other things that he could have done better, but for his first outing, it was pretty good, and now he's got to string another good outing, you know, together.
Bill, what is it about Clowney that allows him at his size? He's not as wide or as heavy as the tackles and the guards to get inside like he was and to play head up on them and play well. What about his ability and his mental makeup?
He's not as wide, like you said. He doesn't maybe have the body type maybe that some other guys that play inside do, but he has tremendous explosion, and he's got a real knack for finding the football. So he really understands blocking schemes, I believe. He really likes to play all different spots. He's into the game plan every week. You know, I don't know what we'll do with him this week. We'll do a few different things with him this week, but he's the type of player that you can move him around and ask him to do different things because he understands football.
Bill, I don't know if you even look at films, game films, Chiefs, chronologically during the game, but what clicked for them, what changed for them during this incredible comeback that really allowed them to do that?
Well, you know, I think that's probably a better question for them, but just from watching the tape, once they were down 24-3, they were able to, with a defensive stop, a turnover, whatever it is, they were able to get a touchdown, so make it 24-10. And then from there, they were at home, and they're, you know, as you guys know that have been there, that's a very difficult place to play for a road team. That crowd was obviously roaring once they got back into it, and I think they fed off their crowd, and Alex Smith did a great job. Their defense played really well, and they were able to turn the tide.